Last week, the United States Supreme Court declined an appeal from a Seventh Circuit ruling upholding an assault weapons ban in Highland Park, Illinois. Put simply, Highland Park banned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The Seventh Circuit said the Second Amendment permits them to do that, and the Supreme Court said, "We're not getting involved." That decision opens the doors for cities and states across the country who want to strengthen their gun laws. Many argue that, Second Amendment aside, Vermonters can't do anything about our gun laws because of our state constitution. Chapter 1, Article 16 says that the people have a right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state, and as standing armies in times of peace are dangerous to liberty, they ought not to be kept up, and that the military should be kept under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. In short, Vermonters didn't mince words about the potential threat of a standing army and our right to protect ourselves from that threat. However, Article 16 should not be read to preclude us from revisiting our gun laws or from making them more effective. Nor should we assume that doing so means the destruction of Vermont's way of life. Vermont's current gun laws are famous for requiring no background checks, no safety standards for handguns, no permits, no registration, no licensing. In Vermont, you can even buy a sawed-off shotgun and armor-piercing bullets. True, our violent crime rates are low, but because we have almost no laws governing the sale and purchase of guns, Vermont has become a destination state for those seeking weapons. It's been reported that Vermont is part of a Guns for Heroin pipeline. A Massachusetts ATF agent told the Boston Globe that they have consistently seen guns originating in Vermont used as currency in the interstate drug trade. And one of the guns recovered from the Paris shootings is thought to have legally passed through Vermont. The gun-owning Vermonters I know are responsible, ethical people. They hunt. They shoot for sport. Their family traditions include teaching each new generation to shoot. And they are the first to say that owning and using a gun is a responsibility. And that leads me to wonder how, as a state, we might become a more responsible neighbor. Our state's founders feared a standing army that could, by dint of its military firepower, terrorize a civilian population. How ironic that today that same military-style firepower is terrorizing the civilian population through our stream of commerce.